your generic drug was manufactured, Eban says.
They wouldn't have any way to tell because the country of origin is not on the dispensing label, which it probably should be. So what people probably don't know, 90% of our drug supply is generic. 40% of those drugs are manufactured in India. Another 80% of the active ingredient in all our drugs is manufactured in India and China and other foreign countries. So the key question is, are those distant manufacturing plants being effectively regulated by the FDA?
And finally, it was back on this date in 1973 when tennis's first so-called Battle of the Sexes takes place between Bobby Riggs and Margaret Court. Now Riggs defeats Court 6-2, 6-1 in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. The weather today, rain. The rain could be heavy at times and high near 48. East winds around 8 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. The new precipitation amounts is between a quarter and a half of an inch as possible. Tonight, rain, mainly before 1 a.m., low around 42. North winds 5 to 8 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Tuesday, slight chance of rain before 9 a.m. Then there's a chance of showers after 9 a.m. Let me figure that out. Mostly cloudy with a high near 54. Calm winds becoming a west around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Tuesday night, chance of showers mainly before 9 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Northwest winds around 8 miles an hour. And the chance of precipitation is 40% again. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 65. And Wednesday night, a chance of showers after 9 p.m. Be mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Thursday is a chance of showers before 9 a.m. Then it'll be partly sunny with a high near 69. And Thursday night, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 49. And Friday, partly sunny with a high near 71, and Friday night just cloudy with a low around 53. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's Hour, compliments at Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Huntington County, we are all volunteers. We have no paid staff, no office. We work out of our houses. And I've been told many times that the commute from the kitchen to the family room is not bad for traffic. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family, know someone, work with someone, friends with someone who have a mental health issue. And we also try, if someone with a mental health issue comes to us, we try to get them the proper treatment that they need and, you know, if they need medication to get it and so on and so forth. We do help in various ways. One of the things we do is we have a support group that meets the third Thursday of every month at 7 o'clock. It's at 52 East Main Street. And it goes from 7 to about 8:30, sometimes depending on the situations, to 9 o'clock. But mostly it's 7 to 8:30. We also have what they call, we just finished a 12-week family-to-family class. And the family-to-family class meets once a week. And they go over medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And they try to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to take the class, but you do have to register because we can only have so many people in the class. The support group, you don't have to be a member of NAMI. You don't have to register. You can just show up at 52 East Main Street the third Thursday of the month. If you have any other questions or whatever, want to ask something or whatever, about any of the things we do, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We do not man the phone 24/7, but we do have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you as soon as possible. Today, we are very privileged to have with us Aaron Reinhart, Reinhart, right?
Rahan.
I'll get it right. That's easy. I had it. I said it right before when you weren't here. Aaron Reinhart, and she's a licensed clinical social worker, and she's a mental health professional. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of, I know, your busy schedule to come here and spend an hour with us, and I really appreciate it. I know that you do
equine, either way.
Okay, equine therapy. Would you explain what that is and how it works?
Sure. So the equine therapy that I do is a non-mounted therapy, so it's done in an arena with horses. The horses are completely free. They're not typically wearing a halter, no saddle. There's no horseback riding. And the way that we work it is we have participants either in a group, an individual session, or a family therapy session. They'll come into our arena and they'll try to work through whatever their struggle might be through using the horses. The horses and the arena kind of act as like a blank canvas for them to be able to sort of project and tell their story on, and then kind of work through whatever it is they're struggling with. So I know that sounds a little bit confusing. So the best way to kind of, I've found, explain it is really give an example. So, you know, a typical session for equine therapy could be, you know, having, let's say, an individual come in and they want to work through maybe some struggles and symptoms of depression. So we might ask them to create something in the arena or the space that could be representative of depression. Maybe it would look like, you know, some pool noodles and a horse jump and a bunch of things all jumbled together. And then we might ask them to work with the horses and try and get that horse to get through, over, under, around depression. And then we would typically allow that person to work experientially with the horse, figuring out, how can I get that horse to do that? Do I need a halter? There isn't one, so how else can I do it? You know, we might kind of allow them to try and succeed, try and fail, and then, you know, we typically will try to process with the person at the end if they're willing to. But what we really like about the equine therapy is there doesn't need to be processing with the therapist in order for there to be something that the person gets out of it. So it's oftentimes a form of therapy that's helpful for people that are really not into the whole talking to a therapist for an hour kind of therapy.
And there's a lot of people like that.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I know a lot of veterans who, you know, they don't want to talk to anybody.
Absolutely.
And I know for a fact, I thought it was kind of weird. My father was in World War II, and I thought it was, he wouldn't talk about it, you know. I did a tour in Vietnam. I don't talk about it,
right?
You know, and I understand now why my father wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You're talking to somebody, and if they haven't been there, they don't understand.
Right.
You know, a lot of times they don't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they do, but a lot of times they don't. And I know that it's tough, you know, to talk. A lot of times, kids don't want to talk.
Absolutely, and that's what we've found to be so powerful with working with horses is that the horses are creating a relationship with the people that's very different. It's built on relationship building, on trust, on empathy. The horses, because of the kind of creatures that they are, since they're prey animals, they're really focused on safety first, which is oftentimes one of the things you see with people that are struggling with mental health, is that safety is in some way an issue. So the horses really can act as a mirror for the people, and it tends to work out very well, where often you will hear people say, like, wow, that horse is just like me, or that horse is nothing like me, or, you know, something like that. And it allows the person to really be able to kind of identify things about themselves within the horse.
Right.
And then they can kind of work on, oh, well, how did that horse get through it? Maybe that's the way I can try to get through something.
You know, and do you deal with mainly children and teens?
Yeah, that's the population that I work with. So I work with Spring Rains of Life, and we work with at-risk youth, which is pretty much just a catch-all of any youth that might be in need of treatment. So we work with varying organizations throughout Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren County, and then we also do community groups. So anybody from the community can sign up for our groups. Pretty much as long as they're struggling with something, then they're eligible. So we have a group that starts on June 1st, and that's going to run every Saturday in June from 12 to 1:30. And it's a teen group, so pretty much ages 13 to 19 we're kind of working with.
Okay.
And then we have some groups that we're going to do over the summer with varying community organizations. And then in the fall, in September, we're going to do another community group, and then in October again as well.
All right. Now, one of the teen groups you got starting, it's starting in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. actually. Would you explain what that does and how that works? Is that sure. work the same way? Does it work a little differently?
Or? Yeah, I mean, the uniqueness of that group is typically the kids that are coming don't really know each other. So it's a four-week group, and the first week we kind of spend letting the kids meet the horses and each other. So we kind of do a little bit of icebreaker type of things, but with the horses. Typically, the group is focused on emotion regulation and distress tolerance because we find that that's something most teenagers need some help with, which is, you know, not atypical right. of adolescents in general. So typically our first group is sort of focused on just having everybody get to know each other. And then the second group is really building upon that through experiencing how do we manage our emotions through grounding techniques. And then from there we build on how do we manage our emotions in different spaces. And we sort of use the arena to identify, you know, where we might use, you know, how we might manage an emotion at school, at home, and we just have different spaces in the arena be those places.
Okay.
And then our final group is really how do we manage emotions sort of throughout the course of time. So we'll have, like, more of an obstacle kind of challenge for the youth to kind of work through.
All right. Let's just say argumentatively there's a 14-year-old, and you feel he's, or he or she, whatever, mm-hmm. I guess that's my next question. Is it just males on one and females in another, or
no,
is it
no.
mixed?
No, it's co-ed.
Okay.
Anyone can come, and we've kind of found that to be pretty successful. That's what we've done so far. So we've run maybe three or four groups over the last couple of years, and we've just changed some things around a little to make it more affordable for people. So,
okay.
You know, we've found that it really doesn't matter if you have males and females together. Everybody's pretty agreeable. The younger boys tend to be a little bit more excitable around the horses. But once you have the group together and once they start forming, people start identifying as different roles within a group. And, you know, then
right.
the other people will kind of figure out where they fit within that too.
You know, all right. So let's say there's a 14-year-old boy.
Sure.
And he seems to have depression. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he comes to your thing. What happens then? How does it, what is a typical hour and a half or whatever it is that you have with them? How is that?
Okay. So, in a typical, so for example, our first session, we're really trying to just have the youth explore sort of what emotions might look like either for themselves or for, you know, for the horses. So we kind of
right.
ask them to, you know, do some different activities that might be with or without, with a horse or with another group member. So we just recently kind of came up with this curriculum. So in there we had, like, make a horse mad, calm it down. Very abstract, kind of figure it out, a little bit of problem solving. Another one was, like, stress a horse out. And when we did that a couple sessions ago, we had someone going up to the horse going, the world is ending, and trying to see if that was going to stress the horse out. And, you know, they were like, it didn't work. The horse
yeah.
just looked at me.
Right.
So we like to let people, though, kind of figure it out. And that's a good way for us to be able to talk about, okay, maybe you're kind of struggling with anxiety and those kind of thoughts. So it's giving us information, and it's giving us, you know, a framework to work with different people. So coming back to your example of someone struggling with depression, you know, typically what we've found is that even in this horse arena, there is some level of engagement because it's horses, it's different, it's other kids that
right.
might have similar
right.
struggles. So often we're finding that even the kids that struggle to be engaged in some kind of way are interested in trying this out. We have a current group right now where we have a couple kids that are struggling with depression, and even so, they're able to use the horse as a mirror for depression and kind of say, well, this horse seems depressed. Okay, well, what can you do to work on that with that horse? And then, okay, we should go over here. We should try this. We should try running. We should be under the sun and, you know,
right.
different things.
Right, right. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, and our guest today is Aaron Rahan? Rahan?
You got it.
Okay, I got it. And Aaron is a licensed clinical social worker, and she has a mental health professional also. And we've been talking about equine therapy with youth. And I know that, you know, we're talking about teens and children, mm-hmm. And we discussed... depression. Now, I'm sure that there's other problems that the youth have having that have come to your
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had youth that have come to us sometimes struggling with suicidal ideation, sometimes with suicide attempts, also anxiety, oppositional behavior, pretty much kind of a lot of the things that you typically hear of adolescents struggling with, we have had. The group that we're currently working with is typically anxiety and depression, but really we're open to kind of working with kids with some behavioral struggles as well. Sometimes we're working with kids that are kind of working through things with adoption, so it really just ebbs and flows with what we're being referred. But yeah, pretty much the typical things you would see in adolescents.
And what is the average age of these children? I mean, you know, Can an 8-year-old come? Or
an 8-year-old could come. Right now, the group we're running is a preteen, so we're doing a 10 to 13, and okay. or 10 to 12-ish, and then the other one will be 13 to 19. We have had younger kids come to the farm, and they've done individual sessions, and in the past, Spring Rains of Life has done bereavement session work for younger kids. Like between that, I'll say maybe 7 and 10 range.
Right.
So definitely younger kids can come to the farm. Our specific work is trying to do that like preteen, I'll say like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, all the way up through kind of high school and then maybe a year after high school. Because we're really seeing now that like 7th and 8th grade is when things start kind of getting rocky for a lot of kids. And then if it's not really being worked on, we're seeing that things continue to be a struggle throughout high school and thereafter.
It's so sad to see that many youth have that many problems.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that it was when I was young too, except that it wasn't addressed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
There's definitely more awareness.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, it's sad. It really is that, you know, kids should be just playing, you know, and, you know, not having thoughts of suicide or, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of times if they lose a parent or their breakup of a marriage or things like that can cause a lot of issues, you know.
Absolutely.
So now, let's see, you do animal assisted therapy.
Yes.
And you say you do it with dogs also.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
So I have an office here in Flemington, and then I also do counseling in people's homes. So I have a therapy dog who comes with me, depending on if a client wants that. Typically, the intention behind that is to provide the client either with sort of like a sense of comfort and support. So in that regard, it would be more of like a animal assisted activity where it's just really like petting the dog during a session. And then sometimes if there's like a true goal in mind that I think that my therapy dog can help a client achieve, then I would be working on that goal through the use of the dog. So that would be like true animal assisted therapy. Okay. So there's kind of two different ways of doing it. So if I'm using the dog in the office, then she just comes to work with me and it's great. And then if I'm going to somebody's house, you know, and they've indicated, I really think, you know, my child could benefit from having a session with a therapy dog, then I'll bring her with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little, another smaller dog who is a therapy dog in training. She's a little bit young and a little bit feisty. So she's always excited to see people and really happy, but she hasn't fully gone through what I would consider a full training yet. So she's still in the process.
Now, when, say, an adult,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, you do, right? What would they be dealing with? And what are some of the issues that they would deal with that you would bring the dog for?
So working with an adult or working with a child, pretty much the same kinds of things are what I'm seeing, whether it's depression, anxiety a lot of times is something that I'm seeing now. Sometimes it's more of chronic mental health issues. You know, we're seeing post-traumatic stress disorder more often. So those are the kinds of things that I'm seeing. And then the way that that could manifest in working with, like, the animal-assisted therapy, if we're trying to establish, let's say, a healthy way to create control for somebody, that could be done through helping the dog to learn a trick or something that might,
right.
you know, be a way to establish control. So it could be done through that. If we're working through a trauma narrative, it might be more of a sense of support. So I'm going to use this dog to just kind of be petting it while I'm talking about something that's really hard. It might be also like a grounding technique of just, you know, stay here okay. in the present moment with me.
And you don't do the dog therapy at the horse farm, right?
No.
Okay.
That would probably get a little bit too wacky.
Well, just checking, you know.
There are dogs, though, that live at the farm, and people love when they come over and say hi. It can be really great because there's goats there, too, and there's donkeys. So
I know.
It really is a day at the farm when you go there.
I know, because we were, like, outside the barn, and there's a bench there,
mm-hmm.
and Cece and I were sitting on it. Next thing I noticed, goats at me,
yep.
and another
yep.
time, you know, the mm-hmm. dog was, well, the dog's fine. I have a problem with the dog.
Yeah, the goat.
But the goat was like, he was, you know, okay, yeah. It's a goat.
Yeah, they like to eat my paperwork often when I go
yeah.
there.
Just amazing. But anyway, now I know you were saying PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that there was studies done on veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say 70%, but it was a little higher. Vets who have PTSD never saw combat. And they attribute it to the fact that in the military, everything is, you get up at this time, you do this time, you eat this time, you go to, you know, you exercise this time, you do this time, you know, all the way. And when a vet gets discharged, there's no structure.
Right.
You know, what do I do? What do I do? Yeah. Well,
mm-hmm.
If they're married and have kids, it's even worse because, you know, there's no structure. Now what do I do? I gotta feed them. I got to do it, you know.
Right.
And they wind up having PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times in the beginning, years ago in the Second World War, it was, I forget now, it's at the tip of my tongue what they used to call it. But anyway, it wasn't called PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but they had it back then.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They just didn't know how to deal with it so much back then, mm-hmm. you know.
And we see that still often, all the trauma that we're seeing, you know, kids are exposed to, even, you know, children who have been adopted, a lot of trauma is held within the body.
Exactly, exactly. I know a lot of people through NAMI who have adopted children, and the children have all sorts of issues because of the adoption, you
right.
know. Mm-hmm. Oh, mom and dad gave me up, or, you know, they didn't want me, you know,
right.
that sort of thing.
Exactly, that loss is still there.
Right, exactly, and it's sad. You know, it really is when you think about it, you know. And, well, look at, like, you know, hurricanes and floods and, you know, like there was a thing the other news the other night, they had tornadoes. And they had destroyed these, like, this small town was just pretty much destroyed. And, you know, you can have post-traumatic stress from
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You lost everything you ever had,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, yeah, you say your life was saved, but all your memories and, you know, paraphernalia
right.
that you had was gone, you
right.
know, along with your house, you know.
Exactly.
And it's sad. It really is. Now, you don't only work with youth, though, right? In your own private practice.
Yeah,
you,
in my private practice, I can also work with adults. I work with a lot of families, too,
mm-hmm.
so that's kind of encompassing whoever might be in the family.
Right, right. Okay. So the age range could be?
Pretty much whoever. Sometimes it's grandparents that are raising children, so then you have, you know, a generation
yeah.
gap as well. So, yeah, it just kind of depends who's in the family. And then, I, you know, because a lot of my background is with teens, that is typically who I am referred. But sometimes, you know, other people in the family, like a parent, will want to, you know, see me privately for sessions or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Now, the therapy that you do in someone's house, say,
mm-hmm.
that differs from equine therapy and the
yeah.
dog therapy, correct?
Yeah.
Other than if you bring the dog
right,
along,
right?
Mm-hmm. But say you don't bring the dog. Now, that therapy is different.
It is,
How does that work?
That's just more of a traditional kind of eclectic or cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, it really kind of depends on what the client is struggling with and what the treatment goals are. And that kind of helps me to determine what forms of treatment are going to be most effective for that person. But, you know, going into their home adds a layer where I can kind of really see what the struggles are and how to really help them in the moment, as well as, you know, being in the house, I can kind of see, okay, well, you know, in your kitchen, this could be a helpful strategy, or over here could be something useful for you, or have you tried this thing over here? So I like going into people's houses because it really, you know, in an office, it's a little bit easier to have a lot of guards up. When you're in your own house, it's a little bit more, you know,
right.
vulnerability there.
Right, right. All right, I got to ask, how did you get involved in this type of work?
So,
I mean, did you start out saying, oh, I want to work with the horses and the dogs? And,
well, I know. Always really, really loved animals. I actually did an internship in undergrad in Utah working with horses. Very randomly, I just really wanted to work with adolescents, and it was a residential, and they were doing equine therapy, so that kind of got my
cool.
feet wet.
Yeah,
and then I've just worked in and out of different residentials throughout the state of New Jersey working with youth. So I've always really been interested in psychology and the mind and how can we help people that are struggling. So it's always been a passion.
A lot of people struggling too.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Unfortunately. But so how did you wind up with this then?
Well, with everything, I mean, I after I was in the field of residential for a long time, I kind of came to a point where I felt like I couldn't really help people the way I wanted to because of different systems and different things that were in place. So I started doing in-home counseling, which is through the Children's System of Care and Perform Care. And through that, I got my own Medicaid number, started working with people on my own, then established my own private practice, and then throughout that time, I've done the equine therapy with Spring Rains of Life, but now it's sort of more so working with the private practice.
Okay. But you still do Spring Rains.
That's pretty much all groups and any individual sessions that we
right.
do.
Right, right. Would you explain Children's System of Care?
Sure. So the Children's System of Care is basically a system in New Jersey that allows children between the ages of 3 and 21 to receive services for mental health. So the system operator, I'll say, is Perform Care, and that's like a hotline number that you can call, and it's pretty much a call center. So there's people that are screeners on the other end of a call, and they're listening to whatever crisis situation might be happening or if you're calling to try and receive services. So through Perform Care, you can be referred or a family can be referred to Mobile Response, which there's a Mobile Response for every county, or they can be referred to the Care Management Organization, which there's, again, a Care Management Organization for every county, or they can be referred to an outpatient provider. So it's really like a almost like a one-stop shop of a place to call that can refer families or caregivers to the right services. Now, if you're referred to Mobile Response or to the Care Management Organization, then those services are through the Children's System of Care, and they're typically covered through either Medicaid or like a another form of Medicaid that allows the services to be covered. So it's at no cost to the family,
okay.
but you have to meet certain criteria
right,
in order to
right.
be approved for that.
Okay.
And that's typically related to the acuity of the needs that you have.
Do you find that the quote unquote system is not all that it's cracked up to be?
Within the Children's System of Care, I think that they're doing a pretty good job, but I do think that sometimes it falls a bit short in terms of providing all the services that we need for the children that we want to serve. But I think that in terms of Mobile Response and the care management organizations, if you are able to get linked with one of those, I do think that they provide a lot of really great services at no cost. I think it's just a matter of, you know, describing the needs that you have and then having the right person on the other end of the phone to hear what you're saying and be able to link you correctly.
Now, you're talking about Mobile Response.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the same Mobile Response that comes out of emergency services, is it?
There's adult, which is psychiatric emergency screening services, so that's typically referred to as PES. And then there's Children's Mobile Response, which is I just refer to as Mobile Response.
Right.
So
the reason I ask
services.
Is because when I retired, I worked part-time one day a week at emergency services.
Yeah.
And I would go with the screener out on, you know, emergency
yeah,
runs
mm-hmm.
on the calls that they get. And he would talk to the person who had the issue. He
mm-hmm.
or she would talk to the person that had the issue. I would talk to the families and tell them what's available and what they should do and what, you know, what is available. So I was just wondering if that is a similar type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's similar in that if there's an emergent need, then they can be called and they'll dispatch 24 hours a day. What's nice about Mobile Response for the Children's System of Care is that they can put an in-home therapist in for 8 weeks for stabilization.
Wow, okay.
Versus, I don't think that the adult system does that. I think that they do more of the linking to, like, community mental health
right,
centers.
Right,
And the same thing for the care management organizations. They, if you are, become linked with a care management organization, they can also put in a therapist for typically 3 to 6 months of individual counseling. And that individual counseling comes into the home. It's typically 2 hours a week, and again, it's at no cost to the family.
Right, and that, you know, it just sounds like that, unfortunately, that there's a lot of people that need that care.
There is, you and know, I don't and think shame, enough people you know about it. It's one of those things that it's, once you hear about it, you know, but until you hear about it, you really haven't heard of it.
And what is Perform Care, and how does that work?
That's pretty much the call center or the systems administrator for the Children's System of Care. So that's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week number that you call. There's a screener on the other end, and if that screener determines you have an emergency situation, they can dispatch out the local mobile response for you. So for Hunterdon, it's the Tri-County, so it's Hunterdon, Somerset, and Warren.
Right.
And that one's through Catholic Charities.
Okay.
So if you have an emergent situation that's not requiring 911, then they can come and they can – so Perform Care can dispatch out mobile response to your situation. If a mobile responder comes out and they determine that, you know, your crisis doesn't need you to go to the hospital and, you know, be potentially put in an inpatient, then they can put in a therapist for that 8 weeks. If the person on the other end of the phone call, you know, determines there isn't an emergent situation, but you've got some serious needs that need to be taken care of, they may determine that you need a care manager. And if that happens, then again, for Hunterdon County, it's the Tri-County, which is Hunterdon, Somerset, and Warren. And they will assign you a care manager who comes out, meets with you, assesses your needs, and then can put in a counselor again. So both of those services are available. And then there's a third option where they're not quite sure what to do with you. So they'll send a therapist to come out to your home and do a comprehensive assessment for you that takes about 2 to 3 hours to better determine, are your needs those for care management, or can you just go to an outpatient therapist?
And do you know the phone number for that Perform
Care? I do.
It is
1-877-652-7624.
652-7624. And what was it that was...
That's Perform Care.
Right, before the... It was,
it's 1-877-652-7624. And it's a hotline, so you can call it 24 hours, 7 days a week. Someone should answer and be able to kind of direct you to, you know, the next step. And it can be a caregiver that calls. If it's an adolescent that's between 18 and 21, they can call themselves and say, okay, hey, I'm struggling with these things, I need help.
Now, have you ever run into situations where you couldn't help them after all the therapy and everything like that?
I mean, there's definitely situations where somebody's maybe not ready to accept what's being said to them or the suggestions or try the different strategies that we're giving. It's definitely happened. I think it's not uncommon. I think it's just a matter of continuing to try and be that support. So even if someone's not necessarily trying all the strategies I'm giving them, I like to think that I have a pretty good relationship with my clients so that they might still reach out to me if something's going on.
Right.
And I've definitely had clients who I've ended up discharging, maybe because they haven't really been doing the work they need to, but they might end up calling me 6 months later and saying, hey, like, now I'm actually ready. Can we do services now? So sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't, but, you know, it really just kind of depends on where they're at. And part of that is their right to self-determination. So deciding if they're ready for treatment and committing to actually working on what they need to.
Yeah, sometimes that's very difficult for people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And especially when you're working in a family system and you have parents that are saying, you know, you have to get better. And you have kids that are saying, I can't, or I'm not ready, or I don't want to, or I don't think what I'm doing is a problem. It can sometimes become a conflict in itself.
Yeah. And I found that over the years, dealing with people who have, you know, mental health issues, sometimes they can't do something. Physically can't do it.
Right.
You know, I noticed a lady called me one time, not too awful long ago, and she said her daughter wouldn't get out of bed. She won't get out of bed. No. So I said, well, what would you want her to do if she got out of bed? She said, well, I want to get up and take a shower. Okay, then what? Come downstairs, have breakfast. Okay, and then what? Take the dog for a walk. I said, tell you what, don't do anything for the next couple of days. Don't knock on her door. Don't. If she wants to get up, she'll get up. If she don't, she won't. Don't knock on her door. I want to say about almost 3 days later, she calls me back.
She says, my daughter got up. She showered. She came downstairs, had breakfast. I said, well, what's she doing now? She's walking the dog. I says, you know, it's not that your daughter didn't want to get up. I don't think she physically could get up.
Absolutely.
Because of whatever was going on in her, you know, head. And I says, you know, sometimes being a parent, I know what it's like to be a parent, but you can't push a lot of times.
Right.
A lot of times you have to step back and let them do it.
And that's one of the things that's critically hard with depression is understanding that lack of motivation. Because a lot of times people feel like, oh, just get up. Like, why aren't you just doing the things you need to? And that's where there really has to be that empathy of it must be really hard to be where you're at right now.
Exactly. And it is. It's very hard, you know. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We've been talking with Erin Rahan, and Erin is a licensed clinical social worker and also mental health professional. And Erin, is there something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention a couple other things that we have coming up at the farm. So on June 2nd from 1 to 4, we're going to be doing an equine therapy demonstration. So that's pretty much open to anyone in the general public. We're going to be doing 2 demonstrations at least, maybe a third. The first one is going to be a veterans demonstration. So it's really kind of showing what we do with the work with the veterans because we're actively recruiting for some groups for veterans. So we do have a group that actually begins tomorrow for veterans. And so if that's, you know, too soon for anybody that might be listening, you could definitely come out to the June demonstration and kind of get a better sense of how we do equine therapy and what it looks like. And at that demonstration, there is an opportunity to participate in like what a mock session is. And, you know, we usually do some kind of just simple, easy things. We don't really do therapy during that time because we don't want to bring anything up for somebody who wouldn't be continuing.
Right, right.
But it does give you a very visual understanding of, okay, this is what a session looks like. So we're going to do a veterans demonstration first, and then we're going to do an adolescent demonstration a bit later in the day. So again, that's June 2nd from 1 to 4, and it's at our farm in Three Bridges, which is at 401 Main Street in Three Bridges. Don't put that into a GPS because that won't work.
I can tell you it won't work because
really
I tried
won't.
It the first time.
I like to tell people to put in like 408 and then just kind of look for the sign and you'll be able to find us. We're right there. We're at Hunt Cap Farms. So that's our horse demonstration, June 2nd, 1 to 4. We have a military veterans group that happens tomorrow, and that goes for 8 weeks. And then we'll be having several more veterans groups. Those groups are at no cost to veterans, so it's completely free to come to them. And then on June 22nd, we're having a meditation, yoga, and mindfulness group. So that's going to be like an equine therapy sort of retreat, we're calling it. So that starts at 2 o'clock, and it goes until 5:30. And that one you can sign up online if you just go to our website. Or you can actually, I think, just go to our Facebook page, which is Spring Rains of Hope for that one because that's through our LLC. So those are kind of some things that are coming up at the farm.
All right. Now, the veterans thing tomorrow, is that the...
That's the group. The group starts tomorrow.
From... That's covered by the...
That's through
funded
the...
By
yeah,
the state,
through the VA, I believe.
Or VA or whatever it is. Right. I thought it was a state, but anyway.
It might be. I honestly don't know the funding source.
I think
sure.
It is, but whatever. And that starts tomorrow.
Yes.
You have her...
I think she's still recruiting. I know as of last week, it was supposed to start last week, and
it
was pushed back till this Tuesday. I believe maybe two more people signed up, so I think they're still recruiting for it if there's anybody who might be interested. So I believe it's supposed to start tomorrow, just still looking for a couple more people to join it.
Well, if anybody out there is a vet and would like to see what it's like, they'd be more than happy to,
go
to the farm. If you could tell them again what the address of the farm is.
Yeah, the address of the farm is 401 Main Street in Three Bridges, but for GPS purposes, put in 408, 403. It really doesn't matter. Just don't put in 401 because that won't get you to the right street. And if you have any questions about the veterans group, one of the numbers you can call Spring Rains of Life, but you could also call my work number, and I'm happy to direct you to the right place. That number is 908-528-0979. That number can also be called for any referrals for the teen group for horse therapy or for any referrals for any adolescents in need of therapy, too. Again, it's 908-528-0979.
And what is the date for your demo that you have in June again?
It's June 2nd from 1 to 4, and that one's open to the public, so anybody can come. We say it's a family-friendly event, so you can bring kids, and it's an opportunity for them to kind of see what it's like at the farm as well.
Are you going to take them in and let them walk around with the horses?
Yeah, we do those demonstrations, and the kids can come in and take a look, absolutely.
Yeah.
They can meet the goats, the donkeys, every animal you can find.
I met the goat. He came over and put his head in my lap. But it was all right.
They're sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. Don't forget, I'm from Brooklyn. I don't see many goats putting their head in my lap, But but it was, it was kind of fun, just to see what, you do. And I know you have volunteers who help clean out the barn.
Oh, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
The stalls.
It's a completely volunteer organization. Right. Most of our funding goes directly into our programming for the kids and the veterans and anybody else who we can help.
So I know that, it's great because I think that when you had the dinner, a little while back there, we were sitting with a couple and their daughter volunteered there cleaning out the stalls and stuff. So when she came over to talk to her parents, I says, "How do you like cleaning out the stalls?" She goes, "It's interesting." I says, "Okay, I'll leave it at that." But, if you'd like to volunteer, also you can call and,
Oh, absolutely, yes. We always need volunteers pretty much daily. And then on the weekends we have volunteer hours, I believe, from 11 to 2. So there's many things to do to help us out. We definitely need that assistance.
Now, do you have a Facebook page for Springs of Life?
For Spring Rains of Life, there is a Facebook page. Absolutely. And if you pop that into Facebook, you'll be able to find us. And then my private practice also has a Facebook page, and that's okay. Practical Insights. So you can, I think we might be streaming on Facebook now, not 100%. So you should be able to find it. It should be linked in this.
Okay. And if you would give your office number again.
Sure. My office number is 908-528-0979. And that's actually my office or cell phone number. So I have that on me all the time. So if something comes up, or if you need more information on Perform Care, any of the things we talked about today, I'm happy to share that information with anybody who needs it.
Well, Erin, I can't thank you enough. It's been a privilege to have you here. And I can't express the greatness of the work that you do.
Thank you.
Having dealt with mental illness 20 plus years now, my son was 20 when he initially got it, attempted suicide twice, and then wound up, as I told you, in hospitals and hospitals and hospitals. But having dealt with it that long, and to see people, like yourself, who very young, dealing with people who have issues like this and doing it with either dogs or horses or, whatever, I think is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I'm serious. Because any way we can help people, and if, your therapy dog helps people, then I'm all for it, any way that we can help them, and sometimes it's tough to help them because sometimes they don't want the help.
Absolutely. And that's where the horses and the animals
part.
Come in. Sometimes
right.
It's got to be unique for
right.
someone to kind of
exactly.
give it a shot.
Exactly. Well, I thank you again for taking the time out for coming. I appreciate it. And we will be here again next week, same time, same station. And hopefully we will have the founder of Spring Rains of Life, Cece, come. She goes by Cece. It's Christiana Capra, something like that.
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
But anyway, she goes by Cece, and hopefully she'll be on next week, and she can talk about her horses and how she scared the daylights out of me when a horse came up to me, stuck his nose in my face. But, because I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't even looking at him, But anyway, we'll be here next week, same time, same station. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter. See you next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. offices located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China is planning to increase tariffs next month on $60 billion worth of American goods. This is days after the U.S. increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Many people are wondering when all these tariffs will start affecting their pocketbooks. Former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember.
Walmart, like most of the rest of the big retailers, got a really big tax break with the changes in the corporate tax laws. Retailers were disproportionately impacted positively by that. So that's why they were able to absorb a lot of the first round.
The Dow opened lower on Monday and is currently down over 500 points. Actress Felicity Huffman on Monday pled guilty to charges related to the college cheating scandal. Huffman formally pled guilty to paying $15,000 for her daughter to get more time on the SATs and have her wrong answers corrected. Huffman also pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud last month. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30, get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019.